Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Friday, 29th May, and the corresponding Islamic date is 6th Shawwal 1441. Today is Friday, so we'll be learning about the great companions of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today is the turn of a very great companion by the name of Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He was amongst the young Sahaba in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was born 41 years after the birth of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he passed away 82 years after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He acquired a very long life, and he passed away at the age of 103 years. Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, his father never accepted Islam, so we remember him as the son of Sulaim. He was a very beloved and very close companion of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One very special and distinguishing quality of Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was that he served Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for a great length of time. When he was 10 years old, his mother presented him in the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying that my son is very intelligent. He is able to read and write. I would like it that he serves you and he is able to benefit from your company. From this age on, for the next 10 years, Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu remained in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, attending to his blessed needs and benefiting from the words of wisdom which would come from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is for this reason he is amongst those Sahaba who narrated a very large number of ahadith to the Ummah, and the total is 2,286 ahadith which we have learned directly from Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was once asked by Sulaim to make dua for her son. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam raised his hands and said, O Allah, grant Anas abundance of wealth. Grant him a lot of children, and grant him a lengthy life, and forgive his sins and enter him into Jannah. It is for this reason that Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu later in his life would say that I have seen an increase in my wealth, I have seen a lot of children, and I have been granted a long life. All that is left is my sins to be forgiven and me to be entered into Jannah, which I also have hope will happen. He remained with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam until Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise, and during this time he would recall that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never uttered a word of harshness to him. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu moved to Basra in Iraq, where he continued learning and preaching, and he passed away 93 years after Hijrah, at the age of 103 years. He is known to be amongst the final Sahaba to pass away, and many Sahaba and many Tabi'een, including Hassan al-Basri and Qatada rahmatullahi alayhi, benefited from him. He is buried in Basra, Iraq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu a great amount of reward for all of his services to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and to Deen, and give us all the ability to emulate these great companions of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Inshallah, until next week, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.